And I think what writing radically means to me is to come up with really interesting and innovative ways to respond to the crisis. Everyday narratives that we're presented with in the media and in kind of regular conversation aren't doing enough to challenge the reality. There's a way of talking rationally that is irrational. What is often cast as rationality, as rational speech, is like crazy. Right? You know, and people say, oh, you know, I'm making sense, but they're not making sense, yeah. Right? And so I think that we have to come up with really kind of destabilizing ways to speak into all of that chaos in order to kind of reinvent the reality for the present and for the future. And I think what poetry does is what poetry can do is to speak irrationally in a way to kind of reinvent language, to reinvent the world around us. But I think in this book, what I'm trying to say is like there's something that's unspeakable about this particular moment. You know, there's something unspeakable about, you know, the devastation of Black people, Black bodies by police, right? And, you know, we say it out loud and it's never enough. So in this book, what I'm trying to kind of circle around is that unspeakability. Like if the thing can't be said, like you kind of like, you know, I think about like, you know, circling around like my dog trying to find a spot to lay down or something. And he keeps circling around. It's never right. So it's kind of like that. It's like all of these multiple attempts to try to get closer and closer and closer to the thing that can't be said. And I think it gets to some of the questions that I had when I first started writing, which was really about how to speak trauma. And in my first book, it was really about personal trauma. And now it's really about cultural trauma, mm-hmm. right? So because trauma has no language, when you experience, you're in the post-traumatic moment, something horrible has happened, like what you really have is a kind of series of sounds, the guttural, you know, that there's no language that can really attend to it, the cry. So for me, the attempt to try to speak the thing is a kind of cathartic experience. It's a healing experience. And so that's the kind of personal impulse of the writing. And I hope that when it enters the world, that it speaks to people along those lines, that it can be maybe create a kind of broken frame or something around the horrific. You know, we live in a world, I think, where the horrific is constantly normalized. We forget all the time the thing that happened yesterday, you know, and I think there's a danger to that. So, you know, the question is, how do we attempt to bring it into the room without it continually destabilizing us? And I think that making art and writing poetry is my way anyway. I used to be an organizer, and of course, you know, you can change laws, you can organize people, you can get them out into the streets, but the hardest thing, and we talk about this all the time, is how do you change hearts and minds? How do you change people's souls? What really does that is, I think, creative enterprises, art, literature. When I was a young person and I would enter a book, I would enter a whole world that I never knew about, and it would, and incrementally, this affected me and it changed me. So I actually think that, that kind of invisible space of social change that's most difficult to get at, changing hearts and minds, changing people's souls, changing their relationship to the world, that happens through art, that happens through the creative, it happens through poetry, literature. I think that it's probably the most important part of social change in a way.